Hey, I'm Dustin Gibson, and if I were to get a tattoo, I don't have any tattoos right now. If I were to get a tattoo, I would put the tattoo on my knee.
Wow, that sounds like a painful one there.
Yeah, that sounds very painful.
My name is Dylan Allen. I have one tattoo on my ankle right now, but if I were to get another one, I'd probably get it somewhere else on my leg. You know, like the whole leg area as a arc.
You should tell the folks what your tattoo is right now.
Okay, yeah, I have one tattoo on my right ankle on the outside, and it is Hermes' shoe. If you're not familiar with that, it's like a winged sandal shoe thing that he flew around with and delivered mail to the gods or something. But it's a symbol for running because I'm a distance runner. It's a big part of my life, and it's changed my life a lot.
That's cool. I'm Casey. I don't have a tattoo right now. If I were to get a tattoo, I'd want to put it right below my collarbone.
That's a good spot.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Oh, we got so much to talk about, dude. Oh, but tattoos are really great.
Yeah.
In my opinion, they are a good form of expression through art. And you just put it on your body and you're expressing yourself because you chose those tattoos.
It's an expression of the person getting the tattoo, but also the person giving the tattoo because they're the artist creating the tattoo. Or designing it.
Exactly.
It's almost like a connection.
Yeah, and what do you guys think that people who have tattoos should be getting jobs? Do you think, because, you know, this is a hard deterrent. Topic.
A lot of employers like to discriminate against people who have a lot of tattoos.
They love it.
Visual tattoos, like specifically.
Visual tattoos? Yeah, like
I mean tattoos in visual areas that you can see. Oh, like if you have a tattoo on your face and you're working at Olive Garden and it says fuck cops on your forehead, you're probably less likely to get hired there.
I wouldn't.
But that one's understandable, but if you just have some on your arm, some like, I don't know, you know, some classy ones or some good looking ones, should you be discriminated against certain jobs for having tattoos, certain looks?
That's a good question.
I think that is a good question.
This is a tough one to answer. It's a toughie. Because it really depends. There's a lot of jobs. I mean, obviously, people with a lot of tattoos get jobs. Mm-hmm. But a lot of them get certain types of jobs.
Like I would also have to say it depends on the content of the tattoo. If it's going to be vulgar or offensive, then they should be discriminated against.
Yeah, however, just like if you wore a vulgar or offensive shirt.
Exactly. If you wore a shirt that said fuck cops, it'd be the same.
Hashtag fuck cops.
Exactly.
Fuck
cops. We don't condone that. We're saying that as a bad thing. That you shouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
you shouldn't
something that says
you
that.
Shouldn't fuck cops.
Don't
well
be vulgar.
Unless you are attracted.
That's not what we mean.
But anyway, you know, there's
we're talking about tattoos.
Tattoos, I think, are a great form of expression.
Definitely.
However, they are permanent.
That's a lot of things people
they
don't
are
seem
permanent.
To think about.
They don't know.
People don't think about it ahead of time that this is going to be on their body the rest of their life.
There's
this
not enough information out there.
Marker.
There's not enough.
You know what I think is because Sharpies say permanent on it, I mean, it's not really permanent. They get. You go over your skin, like, you put on your skin, you can take it out of your skin.
People have these ideas of things that should be permanent, but they're actually not. Mm-hmm. Like, marriage is also like that. That's always supposed to be a permanent thing. Nowadays, you know, you just get a divorce and that's over with all the time.
Whoop-de-doodle-do.
Yeah. So people think, oh,
having
I'll just
a kid?
Yeah.
Abortion?
Abortion is now a huge thing. Mm-hmm. And so people think, oh, I'll just get this tattoo because today I feel like I like ice cream and they get a tattoo of an ice cream cone. Maybe 2 weeks later, years later, they don't like ice cream anymore. Mm-hmm. Maybe not that flavor even. And they just
maybe their ice cream cone got moldy and
that's true.
Because they don't want to eat it anymore.
And then what are they going to do? They have that tattoo. They have those very expensive laser removals, but those are, like I said, expensive, probably painful. Mm-hmm. It won't
Ouch.
Look the same.
And it's not going to work 100% of the time.
That's true. Yeah. So they try to do those cover-up jobs, though,
man,
where they cover it up with a different tattoo, which is going to be bigger and darker.
Ouch.
Probably worse, because you're going to try and mix it in there.
You're going to get like a tiny flower, and it's going to turn into like an entire bald eagle.
Yeah.
Spread open.
That sounds pretty cool, though.
That could
be cool, but it's risky.
My next topic relates to tattoos.
Okay.
Lots of people who have tattoos are seen as gangsters.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Gangsters are pretty rough and tough in this area, and they keep gangsters are just growing and growing. There's just more and more gangsters as the economy goes down. The amount of gangsters goes up
because it's an easier way to get money than other more
than
conventional
some,
ways.
Something
in
going
this economy.
Than conventions, yeah.
But then, lots of people tattoos are becoming more mainstream. With people who aren't affiliated with any gangs. So you can't just assume anyone with tattoos.
You can't.
Is in a gang. Unless they have a tattoo that says, hi, I'm in a gang. I am in the Crips.
I think I saw a tattoo like that once.
Yeah, I think people get them so they can know what gang they're in. People don't try to hop gangs or
something. Man, yeah.
But what do you guys think about those tattoos that are also those watercolor tattoos? Those are slick.
They look like they're painted on, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, but really it's actually good. Tattooed on. I don't know how they do those. But
how
they
do people mistake that kind of tattoo for a gangster?
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, because people have all those. They have beautiful art that looks like paintings, and it looks like murals.
They're like a giant mosaic.
And it's happy, and it's colorful, and there's animals and flowers.
Mm-hmm.
And how can you think that they're possibly part of a gang with something like that?
I know. I guess people are either more liberal or conservative about it.
People usually are one of those two. Like when it goes to in it. Between or around.
But you know who also is a gangster and has tattoos?
Okay.
The Yakuza. Yeah. And the Yakuza are kind of near what my next topic is China.
Okay.
China is in a bad spot right now. All the haze that's going on there, you know about that?
Environmentally, yes.
Very hazy.
Yeah, it's like breathing there is just, it's like smoking a couple packs of cigarettes a day or something like that. The equivalent.
That would be hard on the lungs.
Definitely hard on the lungs. Ouch. It'll lower the life expectancy. Man. It's bad for the environment, obviously.
Much better.
People walk around with breathing masks of sorts to not die.
To breathe.
I also, Dustin was actually telling me this, but they have sunsets there on giant screens.
So you can watch the sunset. Or sunrise. That's like sci-fi shit. Like from a really old thing.
It's like it's just horrible because they're making that.
Yeah, like they should be able to see the real one.
Exactly.
Through all the smog. Mm-hmm. But
what do you think they should do to cut back on their
that's
small?
A tough
more
one,
sunsets.
There's a lot of stuff to do.
More
actual sunsets, but
more actual sunsets.
Whatever's
would be
causing
really great.
It, like there's all the factories.
Mm-hmm.
There's everyone's driving cars. There's so many people already
so many
in
cars.
China that just the accumulation of all of them driving cars.
Mm-hmm.
More people riding bikes. I know people will do, but that helps. I don't know. Something about factories make the factories more efficient.
So have more of like a filtration with the fumes that come out of the smokestack.
So we just like that. Have factories that...
Different forms.
Different factories.
Different kinds of factories.
More factories.
Maybe less... More better factories. More factories.
How about
that
more cops?
I don't
to
know
crack
if,
down on the haze makers.
Cops can stop that. I don't know if you understand.
What do you guys think about if they were to filter the smoke coming out of it through water?
Mm.
What do you think that would do?
Would that contaminate
would that
the water?
Work?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, it would.
It would probably, but think about
that's
this.
A tough one.
So we have contaminated water,
okay,
and then we let the water evaporate out of it, and then you get like a sludgy.
Yeah, you can make like a meal out of it.
Yeah,
no,
it's a hardened.
No. So the good part of the water comes out. So
yeah, so you can
even though the water's contaminated,
the
water's going to come out, and you can use the water.
And then you can see the sunset.
Then you have the sludge and
on the TV.
You can get rid of that in the more.
Yeah, you can
a better
refine
way to,
it, I guess.
So you don't have to breathe it in, so it's not in the air. That's a good idea.
That would save a lot of electricity when they do the sunset, because you'd save so much electricity from showing the sunset.
It's not really about the electricity of watching the sunset.
Well,
it's
you
about
know,
actually seeing the sunset and not breathing in the smog.
And having, like, a good life experience.
And it would also, like, switch,
it's
because
like
you'd have to use electricity for the filters.
And it's not really about electricity. It's not really the topic we're on, but... I think
how about
I
electricity?
Think you're in the right mindset.
What
there's
if
an idea of
there's a lot of electricity use in China? I know
then,
that
because yeah,
there's lots of people,
lot of people. Yeah,
but there's
people.
Also a lot of cops.
No,
what?
Fuck cops.
Why?
Hashtag
no,
fuck
don't.
Cops.
Say that.
Tattoos are great.
We don't condone.
Tattoos are
condone
great too.
So let's recap
any of the
let's
bad
recap.
Things.
Wow, we are out of time.
Tattoos can be good.
We are 3 minutes out of
and
time.
You have to pick a good one, and
they should not discriminate in the workplace unless they are offensive.
Yeah,
I'm Dustin Gibson, and fuck cops.
Certain things and don't.
And
don't say things
don't
like
do
that.
Dylan Allen has a
this.
Tattoo
don't
on his foot,
and
Casey's a bitch.
That.